Hello everyone, today we have in studio with us Ms. Barbara and Roy Price, our chairpersons for our Faith and Future Capital campaign. How did you become involved in our Faith and Future campaign? What are the beginnings of your story?
All right. Well, one day we were at Mass, I think, and Father Sink said, I'd like to speak to both of you in the office. Of course, Roy and I looked at each other and thought,
What have we done?
What have we done? So we came over, and he had the plans for the capital campaign had coming out of the finance committee and the building committee. And he showed them to us and explained in detail all that was to happen. And we really enjoyed it. We thought it was just a wonderful plan. Very happy to be there. And then he asked us, would we be the co-chairs of the campaign? So,
You mentioned before about the gospel for that
day. Oh, yes.
Day.
Well, it kind of surprised us, and we looked kind of shocked, and Father Sink said, well, now, you can go home and think about this, give it some thought, and get back with us. And Roy and I looked at each other and thought a minute, you know, could we do this or not? And we said, well, we'll try. And so we said, yes, Father, we'll do it. And the reason that we did was the gospel. We went to morning mass that morning. The gospel was saying yes to God. So it really was a no-brainer for us.
Yeah.
And so we said, we'll do our best, and that's why we're here.
Could you review for us what we already accomplished, the phase one for our campaign?
Yes, the phase one, of course, came up because of the need for a new roof on the school building. Father did not want to go out and borrow more money, and the idea of the capital campaign came up to replace the roof and do some other necessary repairs. But the roof really was the driving force. It had been patched and repaired so many times, and it was costing the parish a lot of money. And so the decision was made to replace the roof. And when that decision was made, they looked at other things that would be possibly changed at the same time, like the heating and air conditioning. They also looked at redoing the bathrooms. So that was really the primary goal, I think, of the first campaign, right, Barbara?
That's right. And we found out that we had saved considerable money with the new heating and air conditioning units being in. The teachers always have also said they're quieter and facilitates them.
And warmer in the winter.
Yeah, they're
which
learning
is pretty education. Important.
Yeah, right.
So it's been, I think, that's been very successful. And of course, you know, we were able to do those things because of the generosity of our parishioners in the first campaign.
Mm-hmm. What about second phase, where we are now, what we already accomplished, and what are the steps to do to make it
get to get
complete?
On the second phase? Well, our second phase, we want to look at what are our main goals on the administration building, right? And the putting the preschoolers that are now outside of the realm of the church itself, bringing them into the campus for safety reasons, and then making a dedicated middle school, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I believe. So that's kind of our goals now. Then when we get this accomplished, we would move to the church and the refurbishment of the church. With those things, I think portico share would definitely be one, and the flooring and the pews and just general updating of the church. It's been 17 years since we've had those pews, and they're showing wear and tear. So if we can, you know, with the grace of God and our parishioners, move forward on this, I think it would be a very good thing for us.
Mm-hmm. You can hear them groaning during Mass.
Yes.
Sitting in those chairs.
What about the financial side? Where we are now, how we are doing?
On that, okay. Well, yeah, we talked to Michelle this morning, and we have 138 families who have contributed $586,000 so far. This is a wonderful, wonderful start, and we're so appreciative for these families that have bought in on this and have been able to do this. So we're hopeful. We're looking forward to the rest of the summer and for this number to grow.
Yeah, we're appealing certainly to the ones that have not contributed. There's room for everyone. Mm-hmm. No gift is too large, but by the same token, no gift is too small. And the envelopes that are given out with our monthly other envelopes is designed to allow every parishioner to participate and to put whatever they can into the offering. And a lot of small gifts will go a long way. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of members. We have approximately, 1,100 families here, I think, at St. Dominic's Hill ballpark. And if we could get just some participation from everyone, even a small participation, it would go a long way. So we're asking that they do that. In the very beginning, a father asked for a sacrificial giving. And that means, you know, maybe giving up something that that would be a sacrifice. But it would be wonderful for our church and for our parish. And so we have a very giving parish that has always stepped up no matter what. Storms, hurricanes, floods, they've always been willing to help other people. And now it's time for us to help ourselves. And this is a worthwhile project. This church will be here for a lot more years, and we certainly want to be here a lot more years too and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your presence here today. I know that you're a really great example for others, especially for young generation, that they can see that how much, I would say, joy it brings for you to be involved and share your talents with us. Thank you for your support and all what you do for us. And I'm really grateful to be part of this family.
Good.
It's our
Thank
pleasure.
You. It is. We've enjoyed our moment.
Yeah.